From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan began an Arab Spring tour today in Egypt. He'll also visit Libya and Tunisia. Erdogan's trip comes at a difficult time for Israel. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul, Israel is trying to find its place in the new order that came as a result of the Arab Spring, and relations with Turkey and Egypt, once key allies, are now severely strained.
With Israel reeling from the expulsion of its ambassador to Turkey and the emergency evacuation of its diplomatic staff in the face of a mob assault on its embassy in Cairo, the Turkish leader is moving quickly to take advantage of surging anti-Israel popular sentiment. In one interview last week, Erdogan called Israel's attack on a Gaza aid ship last year a cause for war, and in another, he was scornful of Israel's behavior on the world stage.
Up until now, Israel has played the role of a spoiled child in the face of all decisions taken against it by the United Nations. And no doubt, they thought this behavior could continue.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's subdued response to the Egyptian crisis was seen by some as a sign that Israel recognized that hardline rhetoric would not be helpful at this moment. By contrast, says Hurriyet Daily News columnist Barchin Yenach, Erdogan seems intent on underscoring Israel's unpopularity at the start of his North Africa tour.
The fact that there will be thousands of Arabs in the streets will boost the confidence of the Turkish prime minister. It will also serve as a message to Israel that it is being further isolated.
Turkish analysts say Israel's efforts to catch up with the volatile and fast-moving changes brought by the Arab Spring have thrown a harsh spotlight on its largely right-wing governing coalition. Bülent Keneş is editor-in-chief of Today's Zaman, Turkey's largest English-language daily. He says it took the Muslim world a long time to launch the kind of political awakening that spread across Eastern Europe after the fall of the Berlin Wall. But he says as slow as these countries, including Turkey, were to change, Israel has been even slower to recognize that change.
Today, Israel is giving an impression that it is resisting against the flow of the history.
Keneş says regarding Turkey, but especially when it comes to Egypt, Israel would do well to adjust its thinking and its tactics. But he's not sure that's possible under the current Israeli government.
There is no way other than accepting the rising expectations of the Egyptian people. I hope Israeli people could manage to establish any government. Otherwise, this tension will not reduce.
There are signs that Israel is now fully engaged with the upheavals in the Arab world as the Palestinians prepare to bring their case for recognition as a state to the United Nations. The center-left Haaretz newspaper reported that Israeli military, intelligence, and foreign affairs officials have all circulated documents recently recommending a return to negotiations with the Palestinians, some of which call the current climate an opportunity for progress. Meanwhile, says Turkish columnist Barchin Yenach, Turkey will continue to cement ties with the emerging regimes in North Africa, in the process spreading its example of a governing party inspired by Islam that tolerates other religious beliefs and a secular population.
Although in Turkey sometimes we don't like to use this reference as Turkey as a model, we are in the world one of the few democracies with a majority Muslim population. And at times, culture matters.
She cautions, however, that this is a political investment that will likely take years to show a return. In the meantime, Erdogan will also be looking to build economic and trade ties with the new leaders in North Africa, which could begin paying dividends sooner. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.